I'm here with Alexander Mercurs, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, Prince Andrew, BBC Newsnight, Emily Matlis was interviewing him at the palace. What a train wreck this was. Well, why the hell did Prince Andrew go ahead with this? It was an utter disaster.
Well, I think it was an absolute catastrophe. It was one of the most extraordinary train wrecks of an interview I have ever seen. And can I just say, apparently he was warned beforehand by various people not to do it. And I know that the lawyers, one in particular, whom I don't actually know personally, but whom I know of, who's Mark Stevens, who is a solicitor, who is one of the leading lawyers in this field, so that going on television would be a catastrophic mistake, because what Andrew did by going on television in that way, giving an interview, was to unmask himself. Now, can I just explain what this means? I mean, we have very strong privacy laws in the United Kingdom, and in effect, by staying in the background, by saying absolutely nothing, by making statements only through the Buckingham Palace, Andrew was actually pursuing what was the right course for him. The story in Britain never really took hold and was dying. I mean, not just the Andrew part of the story, I mean the whole Epstein story, because there was no real way to get an angle on it, and there was no real way to force him into giving answers. By going on television, by answering questions, all that protection has gone. Andrew is now practically, you know, the big news subject. And of course, the Epstein affair is now the big news subject. We had a debate, an election debate between the two party leaders, Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson, and they were asked about the state of the monarchy during it. And of course, Corbyn says, you know, it's not fit for purpose, or at least, you know, needs improvement, I think were the words that he said. So it's even managed to make this, you know, the Epstein affair. Corbyn actually mentions Epstein by name, pronounces it wrong, by the way, but never mind. It's now become a subject even in Britain's general election campaign. And, you know, if Andrew had just given a good interview, there would have been damage. But he went on to give an absolutely disastrous interview. I mean, he made some absolutely gross comments about, you know, whether or not he could remember having sex with Virginia Guffrey. I mean, the way he said it was just, I mean, it just, you know, frankly, was embarrassing. And then to make it even more ridiculous, he talked about the reason he came to see Epstein after Epstein was convicted as, you know, having something to do with, you know, honor, being the honorable thing to do, to meet with someone who is a serial rapist and child abuser. And then when he was asked, well, why in that case did you stay in his house in New York for 4 days? Well, he couldn't give any real reason. He said, you know, it was convenient. As if, you know, a member of the royal family can't book himself into the Pierre or the Carlisle or one of the other amazing hotels that New York has. I mean, it was just excruciating. And I'm going to say, frankly, I think anybody who watched this thing, this interview, would have come away from it with the view that the allegations against Andrew, which have been made, well, there's something there. Already there have been suggestions that he should give evidence on oath to the FBI and come forward as a witness. I mean, the sort of thing that you really don't want to go into. And I mean, as I said, from every perspective, every point of view, a total train wreck.
Yeah, I really liked Emily Matlis's interview style, to be honest. I don't know much about her. I mean, I don't know what kind of a journalist she is or how good of an interviewer she is, but she was very calm. And she was dismantling him piece by piece, slowly, in a very calm and orderly manner.
Yeah.
And Prince Andrew just took the bait each and every time. I mean, I saw that interview, Alexander, and I thought to myself, either this guy is stupid, either he's a sociopath, or he's lying. I don't know which one it is.
Well, I'll tell you what most people in Britain think. I think they think that Prince Andrew comes across as it was extremely stupid. And by the way, the word is that he didn't realize after the interview about the damage that he'd done to himself and thought that the interview had gone very well and actually, was actually, offering people tours of Buckingham Palace and crazy things like that. Just untrue, but the way he came across to people in Britain was extremely unintelligent, in fact, stupid, incredibly entitled, incredibly arrogant, frankly, completely unempathic, completely unconcerned about Epstein's victims. He never said anything about them. He didn't seem to, they didn't even seem to register with him. Which has really shocked people, by the way, in Britain. It turns out, by the way, the British public is much better informed about the Epstein affair than I think the powers that be had imagined.
That's the hallmark of a sociopath, what you just said.
Yeah, absolutely.
No
yeah,
concern absolutely. For anybody but his
himself,
own
himself.
Appearance,
completely concerned about his own himself, completely unconcerned with everyone else. And as for lying, well, all I get to say is that he can't remember having sex with Virginia Guffrey, but he can remember going to pizza on the day that he's supposed to have had, or she alleges she had sex with him. I mean, it's so bizarre. I mean, if he had said, I did not have sex with Virginia Guffrey, that is something I think people would have understood. They may have doubted his word about it, but it would have been a clear statement. But the way he went about saying it, a man remembers whether or not he has sex, because for a man, it's a positive thing. Besides, he said, I would remember it if I'd done it, but as it happens,
I don't sweat.
I went to pizza. I mean, it's just boo. I mean, it's just awful, awful. And I mean, it's damaged. I mean, it's damaged. It's destroyed Andrew. I mean, he's already pulled out practically everything. Charities have been dropping him like stones. He's no longer apparently wanted with the ballet company that he was sponsoring. And he's just issued a statement saying that he's going to withdraw from official
his royal duties.
But I mean, it's damaged the royal family and the monarchy. I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, at the end of the day, where we had those earlier scandals with Diana and Charles, where there were lots of things about the monarchy then that you could say, was wrong. And these people, maybe they didn't come across very well in all kinds of ways, but nobody was concerned or involved at that time with outright serious criminal activity of the kind that Epstein was involved with. And here we have Andrew giving an interview, which, as I said, he didn't need to give, about his connections to Epstein, and he comes across so disastrously badly. I mean, you can imagine what people are saying and thinking across Britain when they watch this, what they're thinking, what they're saying to each other in the pubs and in the bars, and when they meet at work, in the offices and factories and tea breaks and things that people still have in Britain. I mean, they'll all be talking about it. And you can just imagine the kind of things they'll be saying. And you can imagine the kind of things they'll be thinking as they watch this. I mean, it's awful. It was gruesome. And as I said, it's damaged the monarchy, and it's damaged the royal family. The fact that Andrew is apparently the Queen's favourite son has also made a thing which people are bringing up now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Alexander, I mean, people can see the, I'm sure everyone has seen the video by now, yeah, seen the interview. So I don't want to make this video too long. I don't think we need to deconstruct what was said. No. People can watch it with their own eyes. Absolutely. And I mean, I think Absolutely. They'll come away with it with a lot of the same impressions that we have. And like you said, pretty much most of, if not yeah. all of Britain has yeah. regarding this interview. My last question to you, Alexander, is why, I mean, I'm having a really hard time understanding why the Queen, why the royal family, all their advisors, all their lawyers. I imagine these are some of the smartest, most talented people in the UK to be surrounding the royal family. They're protected. I'm sure they're taken care of from head to toe. Everything is, their whole PR image, everything, their persona is carefully crafted. They got the best PR people, all of this, yeah. all the money in the world, if not all the world's money. Why did they go ahead with this interview? I'm having a real hard time kind of, you know, squaring the circle here. Something doesn't feel right.
Well, I don't understand it myself. It seems incredible to me. I mean,
it was in the palace, right?
Absolutely. It was in the palace. So as I said, that's why he was willing to offer them a tour around it. I mean, well, I agree. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I know the law firm, for example, that advises the palace on legal things, and they are amongst the best lawyers in not just England, Britain, but the world. I've not had other contact, but I mean, you know, as you absolutely rightly say, their PR advisors are exceptional. And may I add, on questions like this, which involve the royal family, they are also the royal family can also receive advice from the government. I mean, the government, the political leadership, yeah. because the Queen is the head of state and we are a monarchy in Britain. So, I mean, you know, so why it happened, I simply don't understand.
Do they not have people at the BBC, Alexander, on the inside who are also hinting to them what the questions are? I'm sure they have people at the BBC absolutely. Saying, look, we're going to ask Andrew A, B, C, and D. I mean, absolutely. These questions, they had to have known these questions were coming. Yeah. They had to have known. Why absolutely. Did you stay with Epstein for 4 days? They had to have known. These are going to be the questions. Yeah. Explain it to all our viewers, Alexander. I'm having a hard time understanding how this happened.
I wish I could. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. The one thing I'm going to say about it is that let's put the question of how it happened to one side. In a way, the fact that it has happened has had one good effect. It has opened up the Epstein case, which everybody was trying to close down. And we were having problems on the Duran, as you remember. We were having problems discussing it. I mean, we were having all sorts of, censorship issues in connection with it. It's very difficult to do that in Britain now, given that a member of the royal family has landed himself on television, on the BBC's flagship Newsnight show, which is the most prestigious news and current affairs program on British television. That is, as he's managed to do that, you can't really silence the story in the same way anymore. So, you know, I don't know how it happened. I can't imagine actually how it happened. I mean, something went radically, disastrously wrong. I can only assume that they were given all kinds of advice from all sorts of people, almost certainly not to do it, and that they were arrogant enough and stupid enough. And when I say arrogant and stupid enough, I have to include Andrew, but I also have to include, I'm sorry to say this, the Queen at some level. I mean, I can't believe
her approval.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, she's 93. Maybe she's not, she's losing track of things now. I mean, maybe she's becoming, you know, less in control, because historically she's been very tightly in control of this kind of thing. But you know, maybe they were given this advice. Maybe Andrew was particularly keen to do this thing. God knows why. And maybe as I said, she green-lighted it. But how it happened, I don't know. I hope, for the sake of the monarchy, which, you know, I sort of care about, that there is going to be a massive post-mortem and autopsy done on how it happened, because otherwise I just don't understand it. I mean, it's just completely crazy to me.
I mean, I think it's, I agree with you. I think it's good that it's bringing the Epstein story to the forefront where it deserves to be, because this is the biggest story, if not in the year, in the decade. Yes. I mean, this is just a massive story. Yeah. But it also has the potential to bring down an entire elite class, an elite class of child traffickers and pedophiles and God knows what else.
Yes.
That's why, and we'll leave it at this, Alexander, maybe you can comment on this real quick. Yeah. That's why I just have a feeling in my stomach that this was some sort of misdirection in a way. I don't know. I just cannot. Maybe you're right. We can chalk it up to Prince Andrew and the royal family's arrogance or stupidity. But I just can't see this getting past all the lines of defense, PR defense that the royal family must have. Just getting through all of that so that it could produce this type of outcome without some sort of forces behind it wanting this outcome to come through. I don't know. I don't know if you're catching my drift.
I do. I catch your drift. I have to say, there's no speculation around to that effect about that here. I mean, most people think it was just stupidity. And to be honest, I'm inclined to that view myself, because who would want to bring it out in Britain? I can't really see who the people in Britain would be who would want to bring out that story and would have the power to maneuver Prince Andrew in front of a TV camera. Well, can I just say, Emily is one of our best interviewers. I mean, you said how forensic she is. I mean, Newsnight is the BBC's absolute creme de la creme of news and current affairs broadcasting. I don't particularly like it, because I don't like or agree with many of the things that go on which the BBC says or reports. But I cannot deny the professional skill and caliber of some of the people that work in it. If he was going to do an interview with anybody, I think they were the wrong people to do it. But having said that, I can't really understand how he could have been manipulated to go onto that programme in that way. It would have involved an awful lot of people. And the British establishment in general is not keen on the Epstein story coming out. I mean, they have all kinds of connections, which I would have thought they would not want to have broadcast in a situation like this. I mean, Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell, one of the things that came out of this is how close the relationship between Andrew and Maxwell is. And if you make that connection with Maxwell is now a big story in Britain, that might lead on to all sorts of other people. So perhaps, one can always speculate about these possibilities, and it is an explanation, but I tend to go more with stupidity, rank stupidity, and incredible arrogance on part of people who are completely out of touch. I mean, I have to say, the thing that came across to me about this interview is that, I mean, Andrew is, well, I'll be polite, not very bright. I could come up with much stronger words. I could come up with much stronger words in general, but I'm a polite man.
Galactic stupidity, if that's the
galactic
case.
Galactic stupidity. Well, there we are.
All right. Alexander McCurse, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on that notifications bell to make sure you get notifications every time we push out a new video. And also get an audio copy of this video on iTunes and on SoundCloud. You'll find links in the description box down below. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar as well. Your donation helps keep this channel up and running. You'll find links in the description box as well. And check us out on BitChute and Duran Video. We post everything on BitChute, everything on our platform, Duran Video, which is in development mode, but coming along real nice. BitChute, we love it. And of course, Alexander, we post everything on Telegram as well. We have all kinds of discounts to the Duran shop, Alexander, on Telegram now.
Indeed we do. And can I just say, they're fantastic platforms, and we are hugely thrilled by them and by the progress we're achieving on them. So, I mean, go to them and see it, find us there. And as I said, as Alex has said before, there's none of the censorship issues that we get in other platforms when we go to those, especially those that we are crafting ourselves. So, look us up there. And of course, you can find us, Alex says, discounts to our fantastic merchandise, our amazing magic mugs. I'm here with one, drinking breakfast tea because it's a cold day. It's been very cold day, actually. It's bright, sunny, but cold in London. So perfect mug to drink tea from. My wife tends to drink coffee from her mugs, but there we go. And you can, as I've said before, they're 15 ounces. They're beautiful porcelain mugs. They're really, really great to handle. They keep the tea or the coffee warm, or the beer, which I've also drunk from one of them once, cold. So they are absolutely great in magic mugs. They keep us refreshed. They keep us vigorous. And they all have these, you'll find lots and lots of emblems on them. This one, as you can see, has that of the Russian Federation. You can see it there, which is a double-headed eagle. It's the same as you'll find on Putin's mugs, though this is not one of Putin's mugs. I quickly say this is a Duran mug. And you can find also Duran shirts, like the one I'm wearing. As I said, it's a cold day. So I'm wearing a long-sleeved T-shirt, as you can see. But we also have short-sleeved T-shirts. We have V-neck shirts. We have hoodies. We've got hats. We've got stickers, all kinds of things that you need in every kind of weather, hot and cold, as we get in England, where all our shirts are 100% cotton. They're beautifully made. They're really excellent shirts. You can find on them our own Duran double-headed eagle, which, as you can see, is different from the one of the Russian Federation, if you can see it there. And so what are you waiting for? Go to our shop, help the Duran, help yourself. Oh, these fantastic things. Alex will tell you how to do it.
Just look at the description box down below, theduranshop.com. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.